Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to ExpressPros.com to find your location. That's ExpressPros.com.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We can say that these laws that he violated, there were two counts on the piece of paper about addiction and then one count of buying the gun. But the Bidens, Joe Biden particularly, have been among the biggest gun grabbers and running on that in one sort or another over the course of the last 50 years. So if Hunter Biden gets caught up in this kind of technicality, I haven't seen what the NRA has said. And I don't think this is the same thing as Trump, because there we had a federal law, alleged law, morphed into a state court. Here it's clear that this is the law. Now, you know, whether or not we ought to be prosecuting people around this, that's something else. But thank God this federal judge was there and didn't let Hunter Biden just walk away again. More the face of privilege than almost anybody I've ever seen or could think of from a party that always tells us about privilege. By the way, Dan, this was a particularly bad one. Why I'm thinking of Joe Biden. I don't want to forget to play cut 10A here. He said at the end of the sentence, Dan, this is almost as bad as the one we played when he was in Wisconsin in that brewery.
Yeah, this is bad.
And it was beyond gibberish. Here's Biden yesterday at a Juneteenth thing. And did you happen to see the pictures? Kamala Harris, I have to give credit, was one on stage with the main entertainer. It was very good under that kind of pressure as a dancer. She was excellent. You know, it's a lot of pressure with everybody looking.
You know a lot about dance competitions.
Yeah, I do. And I would tell you this, if I had to do it to run for president, then get Arthur Murray. Who's the dance coach today? I don't even know who the dance coach is. It used to be Arthur.
Paula Abdul.
Paula Abdul is a pretty good coach, I think. Yes.
All-time great.
Do you let Maisie lead? I didn't notice. I don't think so.
No.
No? Oh, I just
don't dance. I'm terrible.
I'm beyond. I danced at your wedding. Excruciating. That smile I had.
There were some cute pictures that came out of you.
Oh, God. Yeah, that's because Ro leads. She does the sway. She's listening right now. She's, oh, my God. Yes. So here's Biden last night at the Juneteenth. See if you can tell me what he's saying at the beginning of this.
She knows so long as she was denied, our freedom can never be secured.
How does he end the sentence? He just continues on. He doesn't go back. And no, I said gibberish. Let me correct that. He just, our freedoms never will be denied after what he said before. It could be Captain Crunch. It could be anything. All right. Here's a little bit more of the president. Of course, he has not lost the race card, playing the race card and talking about what Republicans are going to do to African Americans.
They're all ghosts in new garments trying to take us back. Well, there are. Taking away your freedoms, making it harder for black people to vote. Or have your vote counted. Closing doors of opportunity. Attacking the values of diversity, equity, and inclusion. If you can believe it, banning books about black experience.
There we go, yes.
Trying to erase and rewrite history.
All right. It's That he can say perfectly. He's got those memorized. He probably walks around the house screaming those things out, without a doubt. 855-839-1210. That's how you get in on the verdict or on anything else. And as I said, the tax trial might be more revealing on September 5th, because I'm hoping that can swerve into, somehow or another, the business dealings and things related to it. All right. So also, Josh Shapiro yesterday. Now, Josh Shapiro really is a guy who wants to get into the ring. He wants to duke it out. You know, he's not satisfied with Pennsylvania. By the way, today's the one-year anniversary of fixing 95, which I have to say they did a good job on. But Josh Shapiro wants to duke it out. And this is a Democrat tactic. They're claiming that conservatives or MAGA are running down America constantly. I'm not going to let you run down America. No, you've already run it down. So we're reacting to you attacking America, traditional America, screaming about abortion every 30 seconds. And when we come along and say we're going to prevent this, then we're accused of running down the country. Here's Josh Shapiro, including on national TV, the S word.
Yeah, I was surprised to hear this one.
Oh, no, he had it planned, Dan. He's rehearsing. I can see him in the mirror going, oh, whoa, 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 whoa. Here he is.
Look, I don't know how the conviction will ultimately play out. I know that the good people of Pennsylvania, they care a lot, whether you're in rural communities, urban communities, suburban communities, about, you know, four basic things. They want good schools for their kids. They want safe communities. They want economic opportunities. And they want their freedoms to be protected. And you know what? I think they want to be led by someone who is honest and decent, someone who's decent, actually on their side, like Joe Biden. And all they hear from Donald Trump is a whole bunch of whining about this country. And I think Donald Trump's got to quit whining, got to quit trying to divide us. I mean, consider this, Jen. We're producing more energy than ever before in this nation. We have the strongest economy in the world, and we are beating China for the first time in decades. More people went to work this morning in America than at any other time in our nation's history. So I got a message to Donald Trump and all his negativity and his whining. Stop talking America. This is the greatest country on earth, and it's time that we all start acting like it. The good people of Pennsylvania understand that this is a great country, understand that we got a whole lot going for us. And now it's time for us to continue this path of progress that Joe Biden has laid out and not go back to a negative time, not listen to the whining of the former president, and instead focus on a positive future for all of us.
I got
your whining. It's a good message.
This guy, Dan, you can see, bring that bib in that we keep here. Break the glass on the big bib I need for this.
Stop
Shapiro's
talking America.
The last time I had a tete-a-tete with him, Dan, was at the Norristown Zoo. Ro had a friend, so I did an auction that night. And he walks in and says, oh, here is Commissioner Shapiro. And he made some remark. Oh, Dom's on the left side of the room and all this stuff. Yeah. Hey, buddy, come on in the studio and tell us how this show runs down. I'll speak for myself. Do we run down America, you creeps? No. And you left out inflation there. Why did you leave out inflation? Economic opportunity. What about what he's done to the average American diminishing their life?
I want to know more about this auction. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah. What was
it? Like antiques or car? And why were both you and Josh Shapiro at an auction?
It was an auction for...
Or like a charity auction.
Yeah, a charity auction for a good group.
Like buy a date auction?
No.
Did you sell yourself as a date?
Well, we would have shut down afterward. We'd have raised enough money in the first 2 minutes. There we go.
Woo!
It was for Habitat for Humanity, something like that.
Gotcha, okay.
And these were all kind of groups and all kind of bidding of things that they were going to give up. No, there was no...
I just thought you guys were at like some car auction, antique car auction. For some reason, you and Josh just happened to be there.
He just comes sidling in and says it. That's the last time. He used to come on the show when he was just a state rep. But yeah, come on and tell us. You can make national news. Just, Dan, ask this guy again. Come on and tell us, because Donald Trump is not here. You can tell me, you know what I say, relatively similar to this.
Stop talking.
Dan, what does Josh Shapiro Jr., whatever the son is, think about that? Dad, you go and get him. Keep cursing.
He's got to be like early teens now, probably watching South Park. It's right there.
Yes, it's fine. Yes.
Stop talking America.
Make sure there's no death penalty, though. That guy likes the death penalty. You can bring your son. It can be two against one. I'll bring DJ.
Yeah, right?
No, I'm not turning that loose, Dan. You won't be able to stop it. All right. 855-839-1210. You get on board. Coming up, we'll play you Nancy.
Get him out of here.
Nancy Pelosi taking credit or discredit for not bringing in the National Guard. Julie Kelly, who broke this story about General Milley, Nancy Pelosi, and January 6th again in much more detail. She'll be here at 2 o'clock today. But this idea of whining. See, when they're in power, not supposed to say anything. What about Biden telling black people we're taking away their rights constantly after he put together a nonsensical sentence? Dan, did you happen to see him when everybody else was dancing around him? Kamala Harris was next to him. They had him frozen looking in the space. It was... Now it's not even he can't walk off one side. If they let him stand there too long, it looks worse.
Why do they keep putting him in these type of positions, though? Like, you would think that they try to err him away from being on a dance floor.
Well, it was on the lawn of the White House.
Theoretical dance floor there, yeah.
But you're right, his handlers are not doing a good job. How many times have you told them, you know, just walk off anywhere, step off the stage? Nancy Pelosi taking accountability and then... the day of, on a phone call that was taped, videotaped, but then not taking accountability yesterday and saying it was all made up for what happened on January 6th and her role. It's a lot of it is General Milley, though, and the General Milley's guys inside there who dragged their feet. I told you, they didn't want Trump to use the National Guard. They thought he would commit a Reichstag. What was Trump going to do? How many times have we said this? African-American men from D.C. are going to overthrow the government for Donald Trump. That was merely Milley's theory. And this guy was in charge of our military. Wow. Let's go to Nancy in Philly to start off with on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Nancy.
Hi, Dom and Dan.
Hi.
I have 2 points about the Hunter Biden verdict of guilty. First of all, I think Kamala Harris, who was appointed to be the gun czar, who was always crying after school shootings, which happened in gun-free zones, I think she should come out and she should say, no one is above the law. Secondly, Trump should remind people that some of the evidence that caused the conviction against Hunter came from the laptop that Biden himself and all the Democrats denied was real, and they claimed it was Russian interference in order to interfere with Biden's election.
The only thing, tell me how you think about this, Nancy. I don't want to trigger Trump to start talking about 2020 again. I know it's hard, and you made a valid point there. In fact, the number one question Stephanopoulos wants CNN, he told one of their anchors last night, or yesterday that was on his show, ask him about 2020. I don't want Trump going into 2020. I don't see the upside. When he sticks on what he did in the South Bronx and a couple of other places, it's a win-win-win.
Well, Dom, you know, when Trump just got convicted, they were claiming that his paperwork wrongdoing was in order to interfere with the election. So they're the ones who keep raising it.
I know. But again, when Trump does that, I think he gets off message. I mean, we know the media advantage, Nancy. He's got all the cards. I don't want him talking about that when he's got so much. Look at what he did the other day, the brilliant stroke. We're going to get rid of the tax on tips. That was out of the box. Keep doing stuff like that.
I'm sure he will.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Nancy. Look, I know some people don't like you and some people want to. I know what the temptation is. Stephanopoulos, talking to Abby Phillips, says, well, the question I want your anchors to ask right out of the box, who won the election of 2020? You see what the tactic is here. You know, I know the urge and all the evidence and everything else. What are you winning by doing that? The answer is nothing. You got all the cards right here. The inflation card. The illegal immigrant card, the just contrast of Biden his inability to put his sentence together. These are the things to stick on again and again and again and again. Don't go back, push forward. The tip thing the other day was a perfect example. That's good stuff. It's strategically smart. It has people thinking, I don't know if that could be done, but just think of what my life would be like if Trump were able to do something like that. All right, here's Nancy Pelosi. This is January 6th. And she's talking about, yeah, we're going to have to take responsibility for not having the National Guard up there. She's driving. I think she was driving away from the Congress at that point. She's in a phone conversation with one of the people charged with either getting the National Guard there or the Capitol Police. Here's what she said.
We have responsibility, Terry. We did not have any accountability.
Come on, Terry.
For what was going on there, and we should have. This is ridiculous. You're going to ask me in the middle of the thing when they've already breached the inaugural stuff should we call the Capitol Police? I mean, the National Guard? Why weren't the National Guard there to begin with?
They thought that they had sufficient resources.
There's not a question of how they had been. They don't know. They clearly didn't know, and I take responsibility for not having them just prepare for more.
All right, so she's sort of blaming the minions there, and then she's moving back and forth. You would think something like this, you know, all the fantasies they have against the Trump people, that they might think that something really bad could happen there, they'd have them on speed dial to be ready to go. Lenny and Pittman is next. Lenny's in on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Lenny, welcome in.
Dom, it's always a pleasure to speak with you. Just
thanks,
real quickly, a few points. Looks like nobody's above the law, but one thing that really confuses me, I hear it again and again, and I heard it today. The family is so close. Joe talks with his, loves it, talks with him every day. Was he talking in between the 20 minutes he was doing crack on the hood of a car, or did he miss talking to his son? I get tired of hearing this. If you were that close to him, he's been doing cocaine since the Navy. You didn't send something? And I have a great thing Trump should do for the debate, if it ever does happen, he ought to have a shopping cart. All you need to know about this election is go to the food store. Trump ought to stand there and let you tell you how Bidenomics is working, and then Trump ought to hold up a gallon of milk and go, when I was in office, this was $2.99. It's now $7.99.
Yeah, that is a brilliant ploy. They probably can't bring artifacts on there, Dan, but maybe he can put something in his pocket, a roll of cheese or something, and bring it out.
Like a can of baked beans that was 99 cents is now $3.99.
That would be a good ploy. Lenny, what's your words of wisdom? You have somebody graduating from college or high school. What would you tell them?
Wow. Congratulations.
Thank you, Lenny. Man, a little bit of advice. Dan,
not a good answer.
Have we come up with too hard of a question here today? That's a side question.
Maybe too sentimental?
Well, the other tip I was going to give is, you know, I say this all because I believe this more than anything. They can be smarter than you. They can be more handsome or more beautiful than you. They can have better hair. Well, doubtful. But the one thing they can't do that you have the choice on is outworking you. I would argue working smart. You know, all right, which one of us is going to work that the other one can't take it? Which one? I'm looking you in the eye. Or to quote the not great Woody Allen, 98% of life is just showing up.
Yeah, it's a great one.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. A couple of good ones on Twitter, Dom.
Okay.
Freddie says plastics. We already visited that one.
Okay.
Head of Lettuce says, if the person in the college graduate has a degree that ends in studies, tell them to learn the phrase, you want fries with that?
What are you going to do now, kid? Yes, that could be a potential winner, yes.
And Michael says, vote based on policies, not the personality of the person. Also, vote for someone not against the other person. Real life isn't like American Idol.
Okay. All right.
It's a data reference. I don't know if anyone's watching American Idol.
Oh, James Biden, Hunter's uncle, looked angry as the verdict was being read.
Oh,
not James Biden. He's getting mad. Side question today, too. Hit us with that words of wisdom, that advice, somebody graduating high school or college. Let's go to Ken in the Northeast on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Ken.
Hey, Dom. How are you?
Good, Ken.
I'm calling it, I don't have something that you hear like every day or a saying or something. My advice, and I think it's great advice because I followed it all my life, is unfortunately today all you have to do is what you're supposed to do. Nobody does what they're supposed to do anymore, and I'm talking about communication, showing up on time, mm-hmm. doing the job right, sticking behind your work. Nobody does that anymore, and all you have to do is what you're supposed to do, and you will be successful.
Yeah, it's pretty hard to screw up, Ken. I agree with that. That's good wisdom, you know? And if you really put in extra effort, oh, my God, you know, you might actually be really successful. All right. See, you might have a funny one. Might be something your dad or mom told you. That stuck with you. Might be kind of corny or funny. That's what we're looking for here. Tipping. A tip. Give a tip. Can imagine what Joe Biden's tip might be, Dan. God only knows the things he said over the years.
I do have a tip, actually. It's from both Nancy Pelosi and Joe Biden combined.
All right.
She knows so long as she was nine.
There's not a question of how they have been. I don't know.
Well, there you go, kids. From those two. Take it, kids. Take it and run with it. One's a president. One was the first female Speaker of the House. You can succeed in America and have a head of mush. It's possible to do it. It happens all the time. All right, Stephen Jameson on Talk Radio 1210. Hello, Steve.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Love your show.
Thank you, Steve.
I need some clarification now. I'm a little confused.
Yes.
We have the president's son who went for trial and convicted, but back when his father debated Trump, Trump said about the laptop, and he said, that's Russian disinformation. And if I stand corrected, 51 officials in the American government had written a letter saying the same thing. That
exactly.
It's Russian disinformation.
Yep.
Okay. So in federal court, they had an FBI agent that said, this is Hunter's laptop. This laptop has not been tampered with, and he gets found guilty. So does Biden look like a fool that he lied to the American people, and he says, I'm not going to pardon my son? So could they throw Hunter into jail and say, look, we put the president's own son in jail. Now Donald Trump can run his campaign from the jail cell. And then after all everything goes bye-bye, the president says, oh, I'm going to pardon my son.
Oh, he is
Could
gonna,
that happen?
Sure, he is going to pardon his son. There is no doubt. If he loses, he'll pardon him. If he wins, once he gets over the finish line. And I differ with you a little bit. He may have looked foolish in that this laptop was real. But Steve, he was smart. All they wanted to do was to get over the finish line. That's all they wanted. Any words of wisdom, Steve, for a graduate?
Think hard before you vote.
Well, don't think too hard. It's not that hard. You're just looking at two corners of what we have. The tax trial is what I'm looking forward to coming up. I thought more people might react, though. Josh Shapiro just does set me off, though. So lucky to have to run against a dope in Doug Mastriano here, just completely clueless, who wrecked everything, versus any one of the other three guys. It would have been an interesting thing to see them debating the great Shapiro, saying, you Trump people, stop whining and stop running down the country. Can you imagine? We're running down the country. Is he running down the country to say we want the country to reach the greatness that it had? That's running down the country. So if a Democrat is in charge, by definition, everything's fine. You can't be critical of that or you're running down the country. You know what it reminds me of, Dan? At the end of his speeches, Biden always does this. And I don't know about you, but you never will win betting against the United States of America. We're not betting against America. We're betting against you and your policies. No one's betting against America. Every time the betting against America thing, they kind of wrap themselves up after they spend with their policies, everything they do to run down. Now, I wanted to...
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
To morph that with something, Dom Day, a week from this Friday, hope to see you there at Mulligan's. No greater spot. There is another thing happening on that. I was just Googling to see day in history. What happens on June 21st? And June 21st is a day that we don't celebrate enough. We reached the magic number in 1788 when New Hampshire ratified, the ninth state, to ratify the Constitution. Now, it didn't go into effect for a short time later, but that was the magic number that was set forth. Nine states out of the 13 had to ratify it. When it happened, we officially had the greatest document in human history. Well, American history, at least, the Constitution. And it's a fair point, I believe, to say the other side just can't stand the Constitution because it restrains their impulses to more and more federal government, more government in our lives. Also, yesterday, Scott Presler reporting the Bucks County numbers are in for the week. It's now 906 for the blue. The red closing. We're only down to 906. It's gone down about 115 a week. So I think sometime in early August, Bucks County is going to be officially registered red. Now, this guy's a great incrementalist, Presler. He's got people around the country writing people in Bucks County. Or if anybody goes to Bucks County, Dan, they're telling him, you got to vote. We're only 906 registrations. Got the whole country doing it. Why? That's how you win. The inspiration of the idea. So what magically is going to happen, Dom, on that day? Well, what's going to happen is, he's right, there's going to be more donation, more excitement, more people realizing that the suburbs are not as blue as they think they are. We've taken back Bucks County officially. I think Chester County's doable. Now, Montgomery County, we're going to need a lot of work there. But, you know, we had years. Someday, it might be red again.
All right, 855-839-1210. Hit us with something maybe funny, something inspirational. What would you give as a piece of advice to someone graduating? Coming up...
Stay away from radio.
Well, come on, then. Coming up, the numbers are into... I have a little bit more numbers. Well, sadly... And you know I love Sherelle Parker as mayor, Dan, but she wants to put speed cameras up and down Broad Street. Oh, man. I'll give you the numbers, though, of what PennDOT says of why they're having trouble collecting on the places where they have red light cameras and speed cameras. What could be wrong? In other words, they document that the person went through the red light or is going too fast. Why can't they collect, though? What is it that is stopping collections? I'll give you that coming up and your calls here with Dom on Talk Radio 1210. I thought Alan Dershowitz made a point I was going to make at the beginning of the show. He said last night, Trump should wish for an acquittal for Hunter Biden. Now, I couldn't go that far, particularly if I've just been found guilty on bogus charges and this guy actually did it.
Yeah, but that'd be a huge political win.
Yeah, I think Trump deep down might be rooting there. I hate them and all that stuff, you know, but they're going to pardon him anyhow. It's a huge political win. If he was acquitted, I would agree. Double standard of justice. Now they're trying to spin it back when finally things have caught up with this guy for all kinds of criminal behavior that it shows you nobody's above the law. Look at how this works. Nothing above the law. Knowing they have the pardon in their back pocket, etc. And I'm convinced more, even though seeing Biden last night. So, Dan, when you're watching that, it strengthens your case. They're going to tag him out, right?
Yeah.
Last night in Juneteenth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was moronic, I hate to say.
Was... Yes. Yeah. Well, it doesn't strengthen it, in my view, because Dr. Jill Biden is standing there. That's right. We're going to continue this masquerade. We don't have that much longer.
I mean, listen to the words of wisdom from the guy.
She knew so long as she was denied.
Yeah. And even the supporters, when the others are dancing for Juneteenth and he's frozen, it looks like they're holding him up there. And he's just staring way out, straight ahead. No movement of the head. It was like he could be anywhere. If that doesn't tell, that's not a normal reaction to just, that's just amazing.
The battery died.
Yeah, it was one of the worst nights for cognitive decline that we've seen. So I put it out there a little while ago. Stephanopoulos, right? The question they have to ask Trump, he's telling CNN that he had an anchor on. Ask him about who won in 2020. See, that's all that they want to do with this.
Prodding him.
And I had a caller, Dan. You could tell. Nice one called in the beginning, right? She doesn't want to hear. We don't want to talk about 2020. We don't want to go there anymore. Now, after winning, you could talk about 2020, investigating, going back, knock yourself out. Do all of it. I'm fine. What Trump did in the South Bronx, that's the template. What he did the other day in Vegas with the out-of-the-box thing, I hadn't thought about that. Yeah, no taxes on tips. I'm not sure if I fully agree in the end with that. But the mere notion, well, this is Trump. This guy might do anything. People in Nevada, you're going to see when the polling comes back post-election, they're going to remember that. And if it's close, it was very close the last time. But short of something we can't possibly know now, I'd have to say Nevada, Arizona, and Georgia, I will be shocked if Trump doesn't carry those. So you know what that means. We're up. Because I'll be surprised if Biden in the end doesn't carry Michigan and Wisconsin.
Spin machine's already starting.
Yeah?
Want to hear Chuck Todd?
Yeah, Chuck Todd.
Abilities as president.
Chuck, your thoughts?
Well, you know, to pick up on something Claire was saying there, I think that, you know, if Biden has lost something with the American people over the last few years, it's that reminder that, you know, he is sort of the opposite of Trump on empathy, right? He's the opposite of Trump on some of these things. And I think this verdict, their reaction to it versus how the Trumps have reacted to the rule of law, certainly, I think, presents that character contrast, with a group of voters who are not, you know, by those that are left that are not happy with their choices. And I think, you know, to try to figure out who this politically benefits, I think this, it hurts Trump. Hard stop.
So he always has empathy. And Dan, thanks for that. I'm going to leave with that in the next hour. This man has shown no political empathy, meaning faking it, pretending. I feel your pain. I know about inflation. Jim, you may feel ready to help me out of here in the next hour. Give me a little bit better version. But my point being, Biden cannot show empathy on inflation. He just can't bring himself to do it.
Get right over to Rachel Scott.
And even if he, Dan, makes an attempt at it, what is he going to say that he's going to do differently? He thinks he's doing fine. What are they going to do to stop this baked-in inflation? They will not do the things that we need to do to get out of it. He will not do it.
You want more?
Yeah.
I got ABC's Rachel Scott reacting.
The verdict certainly flies in the face of everything that the former president has been pushing, trying to undermine the legal and the justice system.
Gosh.
We know President Biden has come out very strongly against that. And it was notable that he told you just days ago that he would respect the outcome of this verdict regardless of what happens. We know that is something that the former president has not done after he was found guilty on 34 counts of falsifying business records and that hush money trial there in Manhattan. We know he has tried to undermine the justice system entirely. The White House so far, David, as of now, has not commented, but we know that they are watching this and following it very closely. Just that image of the First Lady walking out of that courtroom hand in hand with Hunter Biden just underscores how close this family is. And the president has not really commented much on this federal investigation. He says that he would not do that, but he did make clear to you that he has completely ruled out the possibility of pardoning his son. In a statement, the White House and the president said that they have boundless support and love for their son, Hunter Biden. We know that the president has talked about how he's been on the straight and narrow, how he's so proud of his son, Hunter.
All right. I mean, that's sickening. That is more sickening than Stephanopoulos or anything else. My God. So empathy, they have the empathy card. They follow the rule of law. All right. The difference here is these are legitimate. These are legitimate violations that were proven. These are not something you have to pull heaven and earth together to concoct as happened in the Trump case. That's the difference. That's a pretty big difference, is it not?
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3, from Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.